While stock markets have been doing poorly across Asia, one market there has boomed. China's stock market is only 10 years old, but it has seen massive growth in recent years, last year by as much as 80%. Like many young stock markets, it also has had its share of problems, insider trading and stock price manipulation. There also have been accusations of corruption. But these charges don't seem to be dimming the Chinese people's desire to trade in stocks. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Tucked away on a side street in central Beijing is a room with a huge electronic screen covering one wall. Rows and rows of people are crammed into the room, their necks craning to see the numbers flashing on the screen. This is one of China's many stock trading rooms. In effect, a mini stock exchange linked directly to China's two real stock exchanges in Shanghai and Shenzhen. 43-year-old Wang Yan purchases a card for trading stocks and heads for the automatic trading machines. With a savvy smile on his face, he pushes up his baseball cap, swipes the card, and punches in the code for the stock he wants to buy. I love buying stocks, he says. There are so many opportunities. When a market's young, he adds, you can always make a lot of money. And make money he has. Wang says he's done so well on the stock exchange that he and his wife recently went on vacation to Thailand, and they've bought themselves a new car. He's one of the emergent urban middle class who've benefited most from the stock boom of the last couple of years. I never hold on to stocks for very long, he says. A few months at the most, sometimes a few weeks. Not without reason is the buying and selling of stocks in China known as stir-frying. You throw them in, you heat them up, and then you pull them out again. This is not a market of long-term investors. China has about 60 million stir-fryers of stocks like Wang Yan, making it second only to the United States in the number of individual shareholders. Its market is the third largest in Asia after Japan and Hong Kong, but it's also one of the most corrupt. Which companies get listed is decided by political, not economic considerations, leaving a lot of room for insider trading and stock manipulation. With Beijing needing cash to finance its reforms, it has encouraged ordinary people to invest their savings, with the unspoken guarantee that the government won't allow any listed companies to go bankrupt. What has resulted is a boom even more divorced from economic reality than last year's global frenzy in internet stocks. Beijing-based consultant Lawrence Bram says the market desperately needs better supervision as China prepares to enter the World Trade Organization.
Now, as we enter this new century, and particularly with WTO entry imminent, the necessity of constructing a system which assures credibility and transparency, I think, should be the foremost priority of the government at this time. If they can't build that, they're not going to attract the long-term institutional investors that are required to really make this economy grow at a more mature stage.
Things are beginning to change, but the dilemma for the government is that by reining in the insider trading, increasing transparency and allowing companies to go bust, they're introducing that unpleasant word that dominates all other stock markets, risk. And that's something Chinese investors are not used to. In recent weeks, as the government has taken its first very visible steps to clean up the stock market, prices have dropped by an average of nearly 10%. For the government, presiding precariously over the transformation of a society of 1.3 billion people, there's also the risk that a serious bursting of the stock market bubble could lead to social unrest. But for small-time investor Wang Yan, revolution is the last thing on his mind. He's so confident in the market that he's given up his day job and is now buying and selling stocks full-time from home. In his cramped apartment that he shares with his wife, son, and parents, he's installed all the necessary software on his computer and proudly chats on about price-earnings ratios and debt-equity swaps. I'm optimistic in the long term, he says, but in the short term, I know it's going to get tougher. That's the attitude that China's leaders will be encouraging. The country needs investors' money to help set up a social security system and to reform its massive state-owned industries. The authorities want Wang and the other 60 million shareholders to continue stir-frying their stocks as China's leaders try to slowly deflate the stock market bubble so it doesn't burst in everyone's face. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.